back on the farm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you, Jim, and good morning to my friends, and a Merry Christmas to every one of you. And Henry McCann, bless his gizzard, wishes all his friends Merry Christmas, but I can't get him to get up here on this mic and wish him. Henry, you're a piker. He turns the job over to me, and he wants you to all know that he sends a Merry Christmas to his friends, a Happy Holiday. My, my, what a morning, what a morning. Slicker than anything. Be careful if you're out on the road. Of course, Henry's a good driver. He's driven ambulances and everything else. He can drive where nobody can. How do you like this Christmas weather is what I want to know. We always like Christmas weather at Christmas, and now we've got it. 18 below, slick as it can be, snow. The great day will be here day after tomorrow. Time goes on, doesn't it? I've seen many Christmases, and so have many of you, and it's always a great day. It seems just as exciting and as wonderful to me today as it did when I was a kid. The day of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, the son of a carpenter. I'm going to read in tribute this morning that beautiful thing written by Phillips Brooks some years ago. I may have read it before, but it's one of the most beautiful things in our language, according to my way of thinking and lots of other people's way of thinking. It's gone around the world almost. I know many of you have heard or read it, but it will always bear reading again. It's titled, Here is a Man, by the great writer Phillips Brooks. Here is a man who was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in this village. He worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. And then for 3 years, he was an itinerant teacher, a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never owned a home. He never went to college. He never traveled 100 miles from the place where he was born. He never did one of the things that which usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He had nothing to do with in this world except the power of his divine manhood. While he was still a young man, the tide of popular opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed upon a cross between two thieves. His executioners gambled for the only piece of property he had on earth while he was dying, his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 wide centuries have come and gone. Today, he is the centerpiece of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that were ever built, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, have not affected the life of man upon this earth as powerfully as has that one solitary life. You know, to me, that's as beautiful as anything in our language, and it'll go down the centuries. Well, Christmas will have passed and gone before I speak to you again. And as I say, I wish you a wonderful day. A Christmas of love and happiness and peace within your heart. It is Christmas in the nation, you log fires and silken frocks. It's Christmas in the cabin, mother's filling little socks. It's Christmas in the city, in the thronging busy mart. But the dearest, truest Christmas is the Christmas in the heart. Yes, sir, we always go back in our hearts at Christmas, back to Christmases of long ago. A funny little house somewhere, a cookie jar all filled and kisses pressed on children's cheeks when sleepy heads are still. A shabby doll, some scattered blocks and lamplight on the floor. Old stories and old lullabies that have been told before. For faith is built on simple things, and she who sees a star will find that it is brighter where little children are. Yes, Christmas of long ago, a lost and lovely land, wrapped in snow and peace and mystery. It's always waiting to come back each year, to come back in memory. It was a gay adventure for a child. The old Christmases like the ones we see now only on greeting cards. Back when the air seemed colder and sweeter with the smell of frost and snow, and the world seemed so still. And it was still. It was peaceful, not hectic and frantic. We never heard the words shop early in the newspapers. There was nothing to shop. But the mothers always got an early start knitting and crocheting. Grandma knitted too, because all stockings for winter were knit at home. And Grandpa went down in the basement and went to sawing and hammering. And he would lock the doors and keep the kids out till Christmas. And we seemed to know that old Santa Claus lives and is real. You know, that thought never quite goes away. And it's a good thought, no matter what anybody says about it. It never goes away from me. The stories of his reindeer and his team whizzing over the chimney don't give me quite the thrill it used to. I'm afraid old time has drawn away some of the mysterious curtain and the shining gauze. But I love him yet. In spite of age and common sense and books and facts and laws, I know you come back every year, old Mr. Santa Claus. You come to give this hard old world one hearty, kindly shove, to wake it from its dreams of greed to fairy tales and love, to brighten up the childish hearts and lighten old ones too, and make the rich and poor for once be brothers, thanks to you. I've been so happy receiving all the wonderful and beautiful cards you've sent me. I have them piled high in my pretty big Chinese lacquer bowl that my brother gave me before he died. And I love every one of you. Whether I know who you are, I know about you, you've written to me, and you always write to me and say, may I seem to know you. Well, I seem to know you too. And you've all made Viola Wooten so happy and just made her Christmas for her. That's the way she puts it. She has had almost 100 letters and cards from our broadcast, maybe over 100 today. And a little bit of money dropped in some of the letters, and also some orders for her little book of poems. She's so happy about it all, and I do thank you from the bottom of my heart. The Muscular Dystrophy Association here, she told me yesterday, sent her a most gorgeous basket of fruits, done up beautifully. Thanks to you out on the air, you grand people who are so willing to do a good deed. Just a lovely Christmas card. It does so much. You know, we have the best people on earth in this Ozark country. I want us to be thankful this coming Christmas Day, even if we don't get what we wanted Santa to bring. Thankful that larks still singing bravely fly over our land, as Margaret Lucas, poet of great talent down at Crane, says. It's a beautiful thing, she says. We thank thee, God, that larks still singing bravely fly. Not like it is on Flanders Fields. Yes, the larks are not frightened by the roar of guns. They still fly over our land. Life did not bring me silken gowns, nor jewels for my hair, nor let me see the foreign towns and distant countries fair. The brambled cares of every day, the tiny humdrum things, may bind my feet when I would stray, but oh, my heart has wings. And so may God walk through your home and make it at Yuletide. Even if it is old and leans like a broken tree, for there is more to it than floors of pine and walls and ceiling. There's memory. Memory of men who built it with courageous hearts and gave it strength and form. And you are a descendant of the ones who had the will to work till evening storm. May God walk through your heart and make it strong, and give you fires ablaze to dream beside. Hallow your halls and stairs, and lend a song to help you to restore the dreams that died. You know, I have an old, old recipe, and I thought I'd give it. I don't know just how my mother came by it, but it was written with a pen in 1850. It's very, very dim. It's how to cook a Christmas goose. It says, on the day before Christmas, kill a fat goose and dress it. wash it well in a dishpan of hot soapy water. Now, that's the truth. I wash every hen I cook. You know, if you was going to eat me, wouldn't you like me to have a bath before? Did you ever think of it that way? If you was going to eat me, the first thing you do, give me a good bath. Well, you rinse the hen well, it says, in a milk pail of cold water. In a milk pail. Dry it thoroughly and hang it up in the woodshed overnight. Next morning early, mash a kettle of potatoes with cream and butter and a chopped onion and salt and pepper. Sew the potatoes into the goose and then sew the goose shut. Rub the skin over with plenty of salt and pepper and some sage. Rub it over. Then put it in not too hot an oven. Dip the grease up every hour and save it for cold on the lungs. That is, you save the goose grease. How's that for cooking a goose with potatoes? You know, goose is delicious, but not many people seem to cook a goose for Christmas nowadays. I never heard of stuffing one with mashed potatoes before, but I'll bet you it's good. Oh, I've done lots of things this week, even though it's been cold and all. I went this week at night with some ladies of the Soroptimus Club to the Shady Acres Rest Home here. I've been before, where these good women go each year to entertain the old folks and give them a nice treat of cake and ice cream and goodies and entertainment, singing. Wonderful women they are. And that rest home is a lovely place that Springfield's proud of. They all seemed happy, the old folks, and seemed to have the holiday spirit. Two little boys from Marshfield, the Joyner brothers, Danny and I can't think of the other's name. They're about 8 and 10. They came with their parents, Mr. and Ms. Joyner, clear from Marshfield to sing for these old people. These little boys are wonderful. They sing quite a good deal in public and quite noted. They play the guitar and sing with clear, sweet voices and fine showmanship. Well, the old people liked it so much. A woman entertained with a cute skit like Minnie Pearl. Well, you know, since I just came, so-and-so, and she was awfully good. And, of course, I played piano for all the singing, and we all had a grand time, sang Jingle Bells and everything else. These are the things that make Christmas a delight to me, trying to make someone's Christmas brighter. And this town is a real town when it comes to doing for the people. Great loads of fruit baskets and everything, and the Salvation Army helps. Well, my time's nearly up. After Christmas, I'm going to get some of the riddles that have been sent in to me. They're funny. And I'll give them to you right after Christmas. And my love to everybody. I'm just as full of wishes for you as a fiddle's full of tunes, as a pup is full of fleas, and some folks is full of prunes. And I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.